侍奉的传承。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, this session will be talking about the passing on of servitude.
啊，我们谈到仆人呐、啊，一般都认为这个很卑贱的一个角色。
When we talk about the role of servant, it's usually something that's very lowly.
但是在圣经里面呢、啊，神啊看我们是仆人。
But in the Bible, we see that God views us as servants.
称摩西是仆人。
And he calls Moses a servant.
亚伯兰是仆人。
He calls Abraham a servant.
圣经的仆人呢、啊、很尊贵啊。
So this role of servant in the Bible is very precious.
我们想想看哈、啊。
If we think about it,
我们的神非常荣耀的。
Our God is so glorious.
各个先知来到神面前呢，都趴在地上。
Any prophet who would come before God, they would have to protrude themselves.
不敢直接看到神。
They would not dare to see God face to face.
是啊，神也不能看到。
And God cannot be seen by us.
所以神出现的时候啊
，So when God appeared,
你会发现。都要用云啊，把它遮蔽啊。
You will see that it would be covered by cloud.
光线是太荣耀，你没办法去看它。
Because His glorious light is so bright.
哎，除非说神的灵临到人的身上。
Other than the fact that God's spirit would come upon us.
人才有那力量站在神的面前。
We would then have the strength to stand before God.
哎，所以今天我们能够被主所用啊。是很荣耀的事情。
Therefore, for us to be able to be used by God is actually something very glorious.
保罗他这样说。
Paul said this.
我们看哥罗前书的十五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥罗前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
请看第十节。
Please read verse 10.
请你念一下。十五章的第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10.But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这里告诉我们了，保罗说：“我今天成了何等人啊！”
Here it says that Paul said, "I am what I am."
哎，是神的恩才成的。
It's really by the grace of God.
在第九节，他说：“我真的是很不配。”
In verse 9, he says, "I'm not worthy."
因为我以前是逼迫信耶稣的。
Because I persecuted the church of God.
保罗说他是罪人中的罪人啊。
Paul said that he is really the sinner of sinners.
其实我们每一个人真的不配来服侍神。
Actually, none of us is worthy to serve God.
在我所属的北台中教会啊。
In the church I belong to in northern Taizong.
有一个年轻人。蔡弟兄
There is a young brother by the name of Tai.
他二十几岁的时候
In his 20s.
他得了癌症
He contracted cancer.
在那一年二月份的时候
So in that particular February.
那么呢很痛苦
He was in a lot of pain.
父母也为他祷告
And his parents pray for him.
全教会为他祷告
The whole church pray for him.
很奇妙啊
！Very miraculously，
经过半年啊
，After about half a year，
他的癌症竟然得到医治。
His cancer was cured。
他就到啊教会来做见证了。
And he came to testify in the church。
他说他在癌症的期间啊
，He said during that period of his cancer，
他说吃不下
，He could not eat，
排呢排不出来
，And he could not extract anything out of his body.
哇，很痛苦啊！
It was very painful.
那个时候才想到说，我们平常的时候吃很简单啊。
And normally we would think that it's so easy to eat.
要排呢也是很简单啊。
And it's easy to go.
对一个正常人来讲。
But that's only for a normal person.
这没有什么嘛。
That's really nothing.
但是面临这样的一个癌症的时候。
But facing cancer.
真的很痛苦。
It's actually very painful.
真的生不如死啊。
It is as if it's better to die.
啊，幸好主耶稣来救了他。
But thank the Lord Jesus for saving.
哎呀，我以前都不热心。
And he thought about how he was not fervent before.
连侍奉都没有啊。
He did not even try to serve.
他说他很亏欠主耶稣了。
He said he really fell short of the Lord.
所以病得到医治以后啊。
So after he was cured.
立志要来侍奉主。
He made a determination to serve God.
我们各位弟兄姐妹，我们想想看。
So brothers and sisters, let's think about it.
今天能够当神的仆人。
Today, we can be the servants of God.
来侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
真的是恩典啊。
This is really by His grace.
我侍奉本身啊，实在是恩典。
Because servitude in itself is a grace.
真正的侍奉是越侍奉越喜的。
True servitude would help us to be more joyful the more we serve.
我们有些弟兄参加家庭聚会。
Some brothers attend the family services.
他就觉得很喜乐。
They feel very joyous.
参加聚会就是侍奉了。
And to attend service is actually a servitude.
进一步他学会带领查经了。
And furthermore, if he learns how to facilitate the study,
觉得收获很多。
Then he would feel that he had gained much.
最后还能够被安排领会。
And at the end, he would even be able to be arranged to lead a sermon.
有些信徒啊，
some members
参加访问，
they participate in visitation.
也是很好的侍奉。
This is also wonderful servitude.
有一次，有一个信徒来告诉我。
Once there was a member who came to tell me.
有一个医生的太太啊。
This is a wife of a doctor.
哇，他失眠症医不好。
He had some insomnia that could not be cured.
为什么他会失眠呢？
And why would he not be able to sleep?
因为他的儿子赌博把他的房子赌掉了。
Because his son actually gambled away their house.
他真的很痛苦啊。
So he was in a lot of pain.
失眠了。
For about 10 years.
他的丈夫也医不了他。
And this is the mom. And the husband, who is a doctor, could not cure her.
他家里拜了很多偶像。
She worshipped a lot of idols in her house.
当信徒跟我讲这件事的时候。
When the member told me about this.
其他信徒跟我讲说，哎呀，不用去了。
Some of the members told me, you don't need to go anymore.
拜偶像拜很多呢。
She worshipped so many idols.
我想一想，还是要尽本分啊。
I thought about it. I thought I should still try to do what is my role.
所以我就带了一些信徒去访问了。
So I brought along some members to visit.
他的先生跟我这样讲。
Her husband told me.
你们教会真的能够医治我太太的这失眠症的话。
If your church is able to cure my wife's insomnia,
我就让她去信耶稣啊。
Then I would let her go and believe.
他竟然这样答承诺了。
This is the promise that he made to us.
哇，我们就很高兴啊。
So we were very happy.
为她祷告。
We pray for her.
带领她。
To ask God to guide her.
真的很奇妙。
And very miraculously.
教会她热心祷告。
And the church prayed together for this.
有一天，这个医生的太太来聚会了。
One day, she came to the church to attend a service.
看到，听到，竟然睡着了。
She actually fell asleep in her service.
应该很累了。
I thought maybe she was very tired.
很久没睡了。
She did not sleep for a long time.
真的，她可以睡着了。
And it's so amazing that she fell asleep during the service.
她有这样的体验了。
That was her experience.
后来真的信主哦。
And later on, she really did believe.
那失眠症好了。
And her insomnia went away.
还跟她的女儿讲。
She even told her daughter.
她一个出嫁的女儿。
This is a daughter who had been married
away. 患了严重的皮肤病。
Who had some very serious skin diseases.
她跟她女儿讲说，你看妈妈都好了。
She said to the daughter, look at me, I'm healed.
你来试试看，试试看看吧。
Why don't you come and try?
她女儿也来了。
So the daughter came.
来了以后，皮肤病也是好了。
And indeed, her skin disease went away.
经过几年，我听到说，哎，她女儿的全家也信主了。
After several years, I also heard that the whole family of the daughter also believed.
这就是我们侍奉哦，常常会看到神的恩典。
This is how we can see the grace of God through our servitude.
加添我们信心。
It would increase our faith.
但是这个侍奉呢，当然会一些面临一些考验。
But servitude also comes with some tests.
你要不要把它当作是一个苦差事啊？
We don't think about it as if it's something that's a very difficult task.
我们有一次的那个神学院的毕业典礼。
Once during a TTP graduation.
有一位毕业生，他上台这样见证。
There was one graduate who testified.
感谢神啊。
Thank God.
四年毕业了。
After 4 years, I'm graduating.
我们这些同学啊，都抛弃了世上的那个工作了。
Our classmates have already forsaken the work in the world.
我们也牺牲了跟家人相聚在一起的时间了。
We have forsaken the time with our family.
他讲了牺牲这个字眼了。
He used the term sacrifice.
我们有一位长辈啊，后来他上台讲讲话了。
We have an elder who went and said something later on.
我们长辈怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
假如说为主侍奉是牺牲的话。
If we call serving the Lord a sacrifice,
我看这样你的侍奉没办法持久了。
I don't think the service can last.
倒不如你就你们只要认为是牺牲，提早回去好了。
If you think this is a sacrifice, then maybe you can go home early. And this is what the elderly member said. He said, can our servitude be compared to that of the Lord? Our Lord actually served until he died on the cross. But is our servitude like that? And everyone thought about it.
不是牺牲啊。
Servitude is really not a sacrifice.
侍奉是恩典的领受啊。
It is actually the receiving of grace.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me.Because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
保罗满心感谢。
Paul is full of thanksgiving.
说感谢那给我力量的。
He said, thank the one who has enabled me.
因为他以我有忠心啊。
Because he counted me faithful.
派我服侍他。
Putting me into the ministry.
所以你看我们越侍奉越得到神的恩典。
So the more we serve, the more grace we will receive.
有时候我们会感受到、哎、教会怎么要我做那么难的工作、啊、
Sometimes we may think, why would the church give me such difficult work?
你要感谢。
We need to give thanks.
虽然你只能够挑五公斤的重担。
Even though we can only carry five kilograms of burden.
但是教会要你挑十公斤。
But the church would like you to carry 10.
既然教会要你挑十公斤。
Since the church has asked you to carry 10.
你就有信心。
Then you need to have faith.
既然是出于教会的安排。
If it is from the arrangement of the church,
我就勇敢承担,
then I will take on boldly.
你就体验到像主保罗所体验的。
Then we will experience what Paul had.
是给我力量。
That God has enabled us.
所以越侍奉是越喜乐。
So the more we serve, the more joyous we become.
我想我们很多弟兄姐妹有这样的体验。
I believe this is the experience of many of us.
所以侍奉是越侍奉越喜乐。
So the more we serve, the more joyous we become.
信仰越来越成长。
And the more our faith grows.
所以做神的仆人是荣耀的一件事情。
Therefore, to be a servant of God is something that's glorious.
但是呢，这种侍奉啊，要传承下去。
However, this kind of servitude needs to be passed on.
这个是很重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
你看一个国家。
If we look at a country.
为什么会强盛？
Why would it become strong?
你注意看。
If you really pay attention.
一个国家人才培养的成功。
The success of how a country cultivates the next generation, the more talents that it has, the stronger the country becomes. So the spiritual church is also like that. So God really plays emphasis on men's choosing, more so than the method of serving. So the people is what is important.Therefore, when we look at the Lord Jesus,
我们常常只知道他是医病赶鬼。
We only normally know that he's casting out demons and heal diseases.
传扬天国福音。
To preach the gospel of heaven.
但是你注意看。
But when we really look,
三年的时间。
For 3 years,
主耶稣很重视人才的培养。
The Lord Jesus really placed emphasis on cultivating workers.
就先选召十二个门徒。
He had chosen 12 disciples.
来培养他们。
To train them.
所以主耶稣有眼光。
So the Lord Jesus really had foresight.
今天我们在教会的侍奉。
Today in the service in the church.
就是要这个眼光啊。
We need to have this foresight.
所以我们才谈到说为什么要重视仆人侍奉的传承。
That's why we talk about the importance of the passing on of servitude.
那我们要侍奉要了解教会需要什么。
So to serve, we also need to know what the church needs.
我们就知道要如何来培养人才。
We would then know how we should cultivate talent.
现在我们的教会啊,
nowadays, our church,
在组织上面,
in terms of organization,
你若懂得的话,
if you really understand,
你就知道要有很多人才,
you'll find that you need a lot of talents.
教会的组织分作两种,
there are two types of church organization.
是职的组织,
the first type is it's vertical.
比如说我们有总会,
for example, we have General Assembly.
啊, 那接下来就教会嘛,
then we have the local churches.
那么教会有几个负责人,
and then the local churches have certain numbers of church council members to help with the matters of the church. This is really a vertical of organization. But what about a horizontal one? It's what we discussed last session. Through the family fellowship, we actually care for all the brothers and sisters. This is really the horizontal organization. And in the vertical organization, if we really pay attention,
总会的负责人,
the General Assembly Council members,
你想想看,
if you think about it,
总会负责有没有, 那些弟兄姐妹去担任呢?
Are those roles being carried on by brothers and sisters?
应该都是长职传道在担任的。
It should normally be the ministers.
这个为什么教会要按立圣职?
And why does the church need to ordain ministers?
可是到了地方的教会,
but when it comes down to the local churches,
照道理也是要圣职人来带领,
it should really be the minister who would do the work or the leadership.
但是我们立这些圣职很保守。
But we're so conservative in ordaining ministers.
也可以这么说，在培养人才方面呢，比较疏忽了。
We can also say that we are lacking in the area of cultivating talents.
甚至有些错误的观念。
We have even some misconceptions. We may think that once someone is ordained, they don't need to carry on any role. But actually, when International Assembly is helping with the IA directed churches, the IA would tell those churches to elect from the ministers, the council members. And then if there are not enough, then you elect from the members. Why do we guide them that way? If you think about it. Like, for example, now we're about to elect council members. We elect among the brothers and sisters. And for brothers and sisters, they may not know too much about holy work, especially the younger ones. So once they are elected, then they actually try to figure out how to do the holy work. Now, if there are enough holy workers, ministers in the church, then if they just assume the responsibility, they would have be able to do the work right away. Then there will be not as much figuring out. Then the work, the efficiency can actually be increased. So from one perspective, after some brother or sister becomes a council member, and they have been confirmed by the church. They have served for 6 or 8 years. And they have so much experience.
卸任啊,
then once they step down.
那么多的经验,
and all that experience.
卸任以后,
after they have stepped down.
他不能再参加职务会啊,
and that person, that member cannot be in the council anymore.
因为他不是圣职人员,
because that person is not an ordained worker.
这么好的人才,
is such a talented, such a talent. We actually did not ordain the worker. This really is the loss of the church. So our church must have this concept. We should not be afraid that there are too many ordained holy workers. But what we should be afraid of is that we don't have the plan to cultivate more workers.
我们应该了解人才越多是教会的福气啊。
We need to think about that. The more workers we have, then it's really the blessing of the church.
谈到仆人的侍奉,
but when we talk about servitude,
要怎么传承呢?
How do we pass on?
就是要计划嘛。
We have to plan.
我常常是这么想。
I often think this way.
大概年轻人二十岁的时候,
when a young person in his or her
20s, 大概完成宗教教育基本的训练了。
Would be able to complete the RE training.
这个时候教会要重视他们在教会的侍奉。
So this is the time when the church needs to emphasize on their servitude.
我们都没有重视年轻人的侍奉啊。
If we don't place emphasis on the servitude,
成家立业以后啊,
once they establish their family,
很容易就流失掉了。
If it's very easy for them to just be gone.
在他们二十五岁以前啊,
before they are 25,
你安排他在教会做侍奉。
We have to arrange for them to serve.
从最基本的。
From very basic,
譬如说教会的清洁啦,
for example, the cleaning work,
交通的管理啦,
or transportation help,
或是其他的总务性的工作啦,
or other general affairs type work,
慢慢去观察,
and we can observe,
这个年轻人是何用呢?
Is this a young person a good worker?
二十五岁以后,
and after 25,
你可以让他去策划,
and you can let that person plan,
譬如说福音茶会,
for example, a gospel fellowship,
比如敬老会,
or the elderly service,
教会什么活动,
or whatever other church activities there
are. 让他们去策划嘛。
You let them plan.
到三十岁的时候,
and about 30,
这个二十到三十岁当中啊,
between the age 20 and 30,
这十年的黄金时期,
this really is the golden era.
可以训练一个人变成可用的人才。
You can train a person to be a good worker.
有时候我看到一些总会啊,
I see some GAs.
真的，他三十岁就把他立为执事啊。
They actually ordain members at age 30.
越侍奉越老练啊。
And the more they serve, the more mature they are.
但是很可惜，我们有些教会就忽略这一点了。
But very sadly, some of our churches actually are not paying attention to this.
好像找不到人才。
It's as if we cannot find workers.
其实不是找不到了。
But actually, it's not because we cannot find them.
不知道这个人才的重要性。
It's more like we don't know the importance of finding talents.
假如好好训练，你三十岁也可以找到很多人来当传道。
You can even find more people to serve full time.
假如三十岁被立执事的话
，If someone is ordained at 30 to be a deacon,
我们总会说四十五岁可以立为长老。
And in our GA, we say they can be ordained as an elder.
长老的工作要扮演是家庭的好牧人啊。
And an elder is to be the good shepherd for the family.
教会的好管家。
And also the good steward of the house of God.
真理的教导者。
And he's also the teacher of the truth.
所以要四十五岁之后要找到这些人才也不简单啊，也不是那么困难啊。
It's not easy, but it's also not difficult to find someone like that after
45.
Between 30 and 45, this is also a long period of time.
教会要有计划嘛。
So our church needs to have a plan.
那有计划的话，我们不会说找不到人才。
If we have a plan, we would not be able to be at loss for a worker.
当然我们在这个培养人才的时候，
of course, in this process of cultivating workers,
一定要容忍这些年轻人啊，他会犯错。
We need to be able to bear the mistakes of the young people.
不要犯那个就违背真理的错误，那就没问题了。
As long as they're not making any mistakes that are against the truth,
我们应该接纳他。
We need to accept them.
其实我们都是年轻过。
Because we were all young once.
我们没有经验就会犯错嘛。
When we did not have experience, we would make mistakes.
但是懂得去教导他。
But we need to know to teach them.
有时候我看到一些教会执会啊。
I see some of the church councils.
要选择负责人的时候啊。
When they're about to elect their council members.
名单都列出来了。
They have already put together the name list.
然后他说，哎呀，这个年轻人太安静了。
They might say, this young member is too quiet.
这个年轻人话太多了。
This young member is too talkative.
这样一检讨下去啊。
And after they evaluate like that,
好像都没有一个人合适啊。
It seems as if there's really no suitable candidate.
为什么我们平常不跟他讲呢？
Why don't we talk to them normally?
好好跟他指导。
To actually help guide them.
并且告诉他。
And to let them know.
你们不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
我常常提到说，多做就少错嘛。
We say that the more you do it, the less mistakes you will make.
少做就多错嘛。
And the less you do it, the more mistakes.
所以我们要勇敢去面对这个侍奉。
But we have to really face servitude boldly.
我们给年轻人这样鼓励的话，我想他们就很乐意出来侍奉。
If we encourage the young people this way, then I believe they will really come boldly to serve.
然后呢？
And then what?
我们还要告诉年轻人。
We need to tell the young members.
我们的侍奉啊。
Our servitude
是充满着这个挑战。
Is actually full of challenges.
但是却很精彩的。
But it's very adventurous.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们无论做什么侍奉。
Because it doesn't matter how we serve.
不要说一成不变了。
We don't just say that we would never change.
不要说靠经验了。
And we don't just say that we rely on experience.
靠经验，但年轻人比较没有经验。
Because if we say that, the young people would not have any.
但经验不是很可靠。
But experience actually is not completely reliable.
我们看这个摩西啊。
If we look at Moses,
摩西在侍奉的时候,
when Moses was serving,
他就犯了这个毛病,
he had this problem.
神第一次跟他讲,
First time God said to him,
你要用嘴巴, 用杖打磐石,
you need to use your staff to hit the rock.
真的水流出来了,
and the water came out.
第二次神跟他讲,
the second time God told him,
用嘴巴吩咐磐石出水,
you need to order the rock.
当时的摩西到底在想什么?
And what was Moses thinking at that time?
会想说，我很有经验的。
Maybe Moses was thinking, I have the experience.
经验一打磐石，水就出来了。
If I hit the rock, then the water would come out.
结果他第二次仗打磐石啊。
But so the second time he ended up hitting the rock.
神就生气了。
And that's when God.
你为什么没有在众人面前尊重我呢？
Why did you not honor me before the people?
进不了迦南地了。
So he could not enter into the land of Canaan.
所以经验不是绝对可靠的。
So experience is not completely reliable.
我们看到我们的神啊,
when we see our God,
很有创意的神,
He's actually a very creative God.
圣灵运行在水面上的时候,
when a spirit hovers above the water,
创造了美丽的世界,
He had created such a beautiful world.
所以罗马书告诉我们,
the Romans tells us,
罗马书的第四章十七节,
Romans chapter 4 verse 17,
第四章十七节,
chapter 4 verse 17,
这里说亚伯兰所信的是那叫使人复活使无变为有的神。
As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
我们今天所信的是一样就是这位神啊。
This is the same God that we believe in.
叫使人复活。
He resurrects the dead.
使无变为有。
He caused nothing into
something. 我们神充满着创造力。
Our God is full of the power of creation.
我们的主耶稣,
our Lord Jesus.
你看他在行神迹的时候,
you can see that when he's performing miracles,
他在医治瞎眼的,
when he's healing the blind,
你有没有注意到?
Do you see this?
他是都用同样的方法吗?
Was he using the same way?
没有。
No.
有时一句话。
Sometimes it's through some words.
瞎子眼睛就好了。
And the blind could see.
有时候。
Sometimes.
一句话,
it's through a word.
他看得模模糊糊,
that person would see a blurry.
那么主耶稣在鼓励他,
then the Lord Jesus encouraged the person.
眼睛就亮了,
then that person could see.
有时候,
sometimes,
用泥土和着唾沫来摸他的眼睛,
he would mix his saliva with dirt and touch the person's eye.
叫他再去洗眼睛,
and ask him to wash.
好了,
then the person is healed.
主耶稣的侍奉,
so the servitude of the Lord,
蛮有创意啊,
it's full of creativity.
所以这个侍奉真的很精彩。
So servitude is really interesting.
只要我们懂得依靠神啊,
as long as we know to rely on God.
记得好像几年前啊,
I think it's from several years ago.
有传道人跟我讲啊,
there was a preacher who said to me,
说我们美国总会啊,
that the USGA,
鼓励各教会的青年,
they encourage the young people in
你们在宣道上有什么创意的做法?
That if you have any creative way to evangelize,
你们就向教会提出建议,
then you make proposal to the church.
好的方法,教会一定会支持你们。
If there are good ways, the church would support you.
所以我听说很多年轻人就想了很多方法。
And I heard that a lot of young people really thought of many different ways.
做的是很有果效。
And there are actually some good results.
在其他教会也是一样。
And in other churches, it's the same.
所以我们要鼓励年轻人。
We need to then encourage our young people.
记得我们的神是创意的神。
To remember that our God is a creative God.
我们的圣灵就是创意的圣灵。
And our spirit is actually a creative spirit.
要有这样的信心。
We need to have this faith.
另外我们对于年轻人。
Moreover, toward the youth.
要积极的去关怀鼓励啊。
We need to very proactively care and encourage them.
印度尼西亚的一些教会。
There are some churches in Indonesia.
有一些年长者。
There are some elderly members.
他们就回忆到过去啊。
Who thought of their past.
有一个女执事。
There's a deaconess.
太好了。
She was a really wonderful member.
当他们小的时候。
When they were young.
教会举办学生灵恩会。
The church was conducting SSC.
有很多人不参加。
There were many who did not attend.
执事就去问了。
So the deaconess would ask.
你为什么不参加呢？
Why don't you attend?
我家人反对。
My family is against it.
执事就负责去说服他的家人。
Then that deaconess is in charge of convincing the family.
有的人说，哎，我没有车费。
Some say that I don't have the money to pay for transportation.
执事就是帮忙为他筹备车费。
Then the deaconess is in charge of collecting enough funds to help.
所以这些年轻人说，今天我们有这样能够留在教会侍奉。
So these young people who are now in the church as elders, they said the reason why we're still in the church today.
执事付出很大的关怀。
These deaconess really had put a lot of care.
我也看到有一位执事哈。
I've also seen a deacon.
他每礼拜六晚上。
Every Saturday evening.
特别会邀几个，大概两三个年轻人。
He would invite about several youths.
请他们吃饭。
To eat.
吃了两三次以后。
And after about two or three times,
年轻人就跟执事很熟了。
Then they would be very familiar and comfortable with the deacon.
执事鼓励他们要出来侍奉。
Then the deacon would encourage them to dedicate.
很乐意的接受。
And they would be very willing to accept.
所以教会是要很有计划的去做。
So church needs to have plans.
我们就不会说找不到人才。
We would then not be out of talents.
那要如何去做呢？
But in order to do the work.
我一直在强调说，家庭小组这个组织是很容易培养人才的地方。
Family fellowship groups. This is really a place where we can cultivate a lot of talents.
比如说我们很多人没有安排侍奉。
A lot of people are not assigned.
我们小组长可以跟他讲。
So in the smaller group, we can talk to them.
我们这一组里面。
In our fellowship group.
有些人，有些信徒啊，闲置，没有侍奉。
Some really don't have any assignment.
我们去关怀他。
We care for them.
请他来参加，一起来访问嘛。
We invite them to join in our visitation.
多多认识弟兄姐妹。
To know more people.
这也是侍奉啊。
This is also servitude.
进一步呢？
So then the next step is,
我们可以说，哎，我们来看看，去访问一些慕道者。
We can say, let's visit some truth seekers.
这也是侍奉。
This is also servitude.
不一定教会要安排你才能够做。
The church doesn't have to say, I formally assign you for you to do it.
所以在侍奉当中啊。
So in our servitude,
我们就去观察。
We make observation.
这个年轻人在侍奉当中会不会祷告？
Is this youth, aware of praying for the servitude?
会不会渴慕真理啊？
Is this youth longing for the truth?
跟人同工的态度如何？
And how's his attitude of co-working with others?
交代他侍奉，他会不会去做呢？
And when he's entrusted with the responsibility, would he carry it out?
大概这样的观察，大概差不多知道了。
And from these observations, we would know.
也能够指导他。
We can also guide them.
那么在侍奉的当中啊。
And also in our servitude,
我们就尽量让他参加各方面的侍奉。
We actually help them to participate in all kinds of work.
我们看到摩西在培养耶稣亚的时候。
When we see how Moses brought up Joshua,
开始就请耶稣亚陪摩西上西乃山去领受滑板。
At first, he asked Joshua to go up with him to Mount Sinai to receive the tablets.
这个年轻的可用。
So this young person is usable.
派他带领军队攻打跟亚玛力人征战。
He then sent him to lead the army to fight against the Amalekites.
很好。
And then he had good results.
然后派他看守会幕。
And then he was sent to guard the tabernacles.
后来要 窥探迦南地。
And then later on, he was sent as a spy.
耶稣啊，也被征召了。
And then, he was actually chosen.
表现很有信心。
He had great faith.
最后成为摩西的接班人。
At the very end, he became the successor of Moses.
所以我们很希望看到教会有很多的耶稣呀。
So we really wish to see there are a lot of Joshuas in the church.
人人得主所用。
That everyone is usable by the Lord.
让他参与各方面的事奉。
We let everyone participate in various types of holy work.
那看他很称职的话。
And if we see that they're very responsible,
进一步我们要做到什么呢?
Then what is the next step?
培养他的好名声啊。
To cultivate good reputation.
因为圣经告诉我们嘛。要 选那个 管理范事的七个人。
The Bible tells us about the seven that are chosen.
好名声。
They need to have good reputation. They need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They need to be full of faith.
我们看一看这个提多。
So when we look at Titus,
保罗很用心培养提多。
Paul really spent a lot of effort to cultivate
要上耶路撒冷开会啊。
When he was going to Jerusalem to attend the conference, he wanted Titus to come along.
看到更多教会的问题。
He saw the problem of the church in Corinth.
很麻烦的教会。
It's a very problematic church.
不同心。
They're not unified.
在婚姻上，很多都出了问题。
There are a lot of problems with marriage.
领圣餐的时候。
And when they received the Holy Communion.
不守规矩。
They actually were not careful.
有恩赐。
They had talents.
不懂得跟人家 同工。
But they would not co-work with others.
这个是很麻烦的教会啊。
So this really is a problematic church.
保罗派提多去处理啊。
So Paul sent Titus to help take care of the issue.
当我们看到提摩那个更多后书的时候。
When we look at 2 Corinthians.
保罗特别在更多后书里面提到提多。
Paul especially talked about Titus in 2 Corinthians. Thank God.
提多完成任务。
That Titus has fulfilled his mission.
让更多教会的信徒啊认罪悔改了。
That the members of Corinth, had repented of their sins.
这封信一定很多教会看到。
A lot of churches must have read this letter.
无形当中就提升了提多的名声呐。
So this really helped with the reputation of Titus.
后来我们看到提多书的时候。
When we see the book of Titus.
提多书里头谈到哥尼底的教会。
In that book, it talks about the church in.
我们来看提多书的第一章。
In chapter one.
提多书第一章。
Titus chapter one.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第一章十二节。
Chapter one, verse 12. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons."
你看哥尼底的地方啊。
The people in Cretans.
社会风气败坏。
Their atmosphere is actually very, very evil.
那你的人常常说谎。
The people they always lie.
好像恶兽。
Like evil beasts.
又贪吃又懒惰。
And they're also lazy and gluttons.
这个社会很糟糕。
So this society is very troublesome.
外面又有假师傅啊。
They also have false teachers.
怎么去解决这个问题？
How do we resolve the issue?
在第五节那里说啊。
In verse 5 it says,
第一章第五节,
chapter 1, verse 5,
保罗就跟他讲,
Paul said to him,
我从前留你在哥尼底是要你将那没有办完的事要办整齐。
For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking.
照我所吩咐的在各城设立长老。
And appoint elders in every city as I commanded
you. 你看这时候提多的身份啊。
So this is really the role of Titus.
他已经可以去安立长老了。
He can actually appoint elders.
那可能他在教会的地位身份就提升了。
So his role in the church of Crete is elevated.
他受教会的肯定。
He has been confirmed by the church.
他能够去安立长老。
So he could go and or appoint elders.
能够去解决教会的问题。
And to resolve issue with the church.
所以说。我们平常看到这个年轻人可用。
But when we see that a young person is usable,
特意要他去处理一件很难的事奉。
We should send them to address something that is difficult.
处理完成任务了。
And if they are able to complete the mission,
有时候我们刻意在众人面前请他来做见证。
We would ask them to bear testimony.
我们传道当中就是这样。
And this is how it is with some of the ministers.
啊, 有一次我们传道会议的时候, 灵修会的时候,
Once during the minister workshop, the cultivation workshop, usually during the evening services, we would ask the more experienced workers to testify. But the person who is in charge of evangelical religious affair asked the younger preachers to testify so that everyone could see that this young worker has the abundance of God. So when the church assigned him some important work in the future, then other workers would not have an opinion.
除了这个以外,
other than this,
我们一定要记得,
we also need to remember that the elder worker need to bring along a work alongside the younger worker, just like our Lord Jesus.
陪着12个门徒啊,
he accompanied his 12 disciples.
边侍奉边教导,
he taught them while he was serving.
我们也看到那些门徒啊,
we can see how the disciples were kind of slow.
主耶稣跟他们讲,
the Lord Jesus told them, you have to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees, of the Sadducees.
And
they thought that they had forgotten to bring the bread.
耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus said, it's not the problem with the bread.
忘记带饼,你忘记了吗? 有五个饼,两条鱼给5000人吃得饱啊。
Did you forget that I could use 5 pieces of bread and 2 fishes and feed 5,000?
我的意思要告诉你们要防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训。
What I'm trying to tell you is that you really need to avoid the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
有时候主耶稣做机会教育。
So this is really the opportunistic teaching.
有一个迦南妇人啊,
there is a Canaanite woman
来找主耶稣的时候,
who came to seek for the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣一听这个妇人在叫他的时候,
when the Lord Jesus heard this woman calling him,
主耶稣已经知道他的信心了。
The Lord already knew of her faith.
但是我们若不了解那段神迹的话,
if we are not familiar with that miracle,
会觉得主耶稣怎么那么没有爱心啊?
We might think that the Lord Jesus is so without love.
妇人一直喊叫说,
the women kept yelling, Lord, Lord, please help me.
妇人那么苦啊?
That my daughter has been demon-possessed in pain.
主耶稣讲得很没有 感情,
but the way that the Lord Jesus responded to her is as if he didn't have any
主耶稣说,
love.
我来是要找以色列迷失的羊啊。
The Lord Jesus said, I came to seek the lost in Israel.
好像拒绝外邦人的祈求,
as if he is denying all the requests of the Gentiles.
这个妇人没有灰心啊,
but this woman did not give up.
在主耶稣面前跪下来,
and in front of the Lord Jesus, she knelt down.
主啊, 帮助我,
Lord, please help me.
主耶稣又怎么讲呢?
And what did the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣竟然讲,我怎么可以把儿女的饼丢给狗吃呢?
He said, we cannot give the crumbs to the dog.
或许我们会不太了解,
we may not understand.
为什么主耶稣来羞辱这个女人呢?
Why would the Lord Jesus actually talk down to this woman?
其实不是主耶稣要羞辱这个女人,
but it's not because he was trying to demean her.
主耶稣是给门徒做机会教育的,
but he was trying to use this opportunity to teach his disciples.
为什么这个女人那么有信心呢?
Why was this woman so full of faith?
你注意, 她这个妇人啊, 怎么称呼主耶稣了?
If we pay attention to how she calls the Lord,
第一句话就叫, 大卫的子孙可怜我。
The first is that the son of David, please have mercy on me.
这是一个关键点,
this really is a key.
假如我们看到马太福音20章的时候,
when we refer to Matthew chapter 22,
你会发现犹太人啊,
you'll find that the Jews,
竟然不了解什么叫做大卫的子孙,
they did not really understand what it means to be son of David.
犹太人都不认识啦,
they did not even know.
但是这个外邦人, 这个迦南妇人啊,
but this Canaanite woman,
竟然会叫耶稣是大卫的子孙,
would call Jesus the son of David.
她一定经过 询问查考,
she must have gone through questioning and researching.
大卫的子孙就是弥赛亚了。
The son of David is the Messiah.
一个外邦人能够认识那么透彻。
A Gentile could understand so thoroughly.
你从他这句话你就知道这个女人很有信心。
From this alone, you know that this woman is of faith.
所以当这个女人跟主耶稣说
Therefore, when she talked to the Lord Jesus,
狗难道不能吃掉下来那个脆渣吗？
It's true, but why cannot dogs also eat the crumbs?
主耶稣多么感动啊。
And this is how moved the Lord Jesus was.
回去吧。
The Lord Jesus said, go back.
你的信心是大的。
Your faith is great.
你的女儿鬼出去了。
The demon has left your daughter.
你看这个迦南妇人没有说主啊，那你跟我去我家嘛去赶鬼。
The Canaanite woman didn't say, Lord, please come to my house to cast out the demon.
她没有这个要求。
She did not make that request.
她马上相信。
She immediately believed.
女儿病好了，鬼出去了。
She went back, and the demon was cast out.
这个是要告诉门徒。
This is to tell the disciples.
因为主耶稣责备门徒大概有五次哦，说小心的人啊。
He rebuked his disciples at least five times that you of little faith.
但这个妇人一来就被主耶稣称赞，你是大有信心的。
However, when this woman came, he said, "Your faith is great."
这个就是机会教育嘛。
This is opportunity.
所以我想我们
teaching
啊，身为长辈的。
So I think that as the older generation,
要常常懂得带着这些年轻的来侍奉。
We need to know to bring along the younger to serve together.
但是年轻人呢，也要懂得追求长进。
The younger generation also needs to know to pursue improvements.
不懂要懂得请教。
If we do not understand, we need to ask for help.
多多参加聚会、讲习会。
To attend services and workshops, seminars regularly.
更重要要去思考主耶稣怎么侍奉。
More importantly, we need to think about how the Lord Jesus served.
只要效法主耶稣就没错。
To imitate the Lord Jesus, and that would be really what it really is.
好像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
You need to imitate me just like how I imitate Christ.
所以我们的眼睛常常去思考主耶稣怎么侍奉。
So our eyes need to really think about how the Lord served.
主耶稣怎么侍奉呢?
How did he serve?
你看他每天早上起来。
Every morning he would wake up.
祷告。
He would pray.
似乎他属灵的耳朵再去领受天父要他做什么。
It's as if his spiritual ears would receive from God what he would need to do.
他的眼睛注意看到人的需要。
His eyes would see the needs of the people.
来帮助这些软弱的人
to help the weak.
他的心呢，很用心思考怎么去帮助人。
And he really thought much in his heart about how to help.
你看有一个妇人呐，淫乱被抓到了。
There was an adulterous woman who was caught in the act.
那些法利赛人问主耶稣，这个女人你要怎么处理
？The Pharisee asked the Lord, "How should we handle her?"
按照摩西律法说，用石头把她打死。
According to the Mosaic law, she is to be stoned to death.
那个时候的主耶稣啊,
But at that time, the Lord Jesus,
他没有回答,
he did not respond,
他蹲下来,
but he bent over,
在地上画字,
and he started to write on the ground.
他在做什么呢?
What was he doing?
用心想,
he was thinking in his heart.
大家一直问他, 主耶稣, 你赶快讲啊。
Everyone is pressing him to respond.
主耶稣站起来说,
But the Lord Jesus
said,
Which of you is without sin?
你就用石头打他吧。
You may cast the first stone.
主耶稣这么一讲啊,
And after the Lord Jesus said that,
没有一个人敢拿石头打他。
No one would dare to bring a stone.
主耶稣这么一句话,
This is really just one saying of the Lord.
就解决了这个很难解的问题。
And it already resolved something that is so difficult.
所以他跟这个女人说,
so he said to the adulterous woman,
有人打你吗?
Did anyone stone you?
他说没有。
She said, no.
主耶稣也提醒他,
so the Lord reminded her,
从现在起你不可以再犯罪了。
From now on, sin no more.
你看主耶稣的一句话,
This is really just one saying of the Lord.
用心思考,
to really think in the heart.
所以我们做圣工一定要用心思考。
When we do holy work, we must think in the heart,
我最做得比以前更好。
That we need to do better than before.
我们的手呢?
What about our hands?
效法主耶稣。
We need to also imitate Christ.
洗门徒的脚。
We need to wash the feet of the disciples.
很多人脚都很脏。
A lot of people's feet are dirty.
就是行为不好嘛。
because their deeds are not good.
我们要有那洗脚的精神啊。
So we have to have that spirit of washing feet.
要懂得赦免别人啊。
To forgive others.
我们的脚呢？
How about our own feet?
要像主耶稣一样。
We have to be like the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣一直往耶路撒冷各个他奔跑。
The Lord Jesus kept pressing toward Jerusalem and Golgotha.
目标很清楚。
And his goal was very clear.
他说今天、明天、后天我要往前走。
He said, today, tomorrow, the day after, I would press forward.
他说先知在耶路撒冷之外上面是不可以的。
The prophets need to be in Jerusalem.
我们的侍奉就是有目标。
So our servitude needs to have a goal.
效法主耶稣啊。
To imitate Christ.
啊，献上自己。
To dedicate ourselves.
把这最好的献上去。
To give of our best.
所以我们若是懂得这样思考主耶稣的侍奉。
If we really know to think of the servitude of the Lord,
我想我们就会很肯定侍奉的价值。
Then I believe that we can confirm really the value of our servitude.
尤其我们更肯定侍奉一定要吃苦。
And we need to confirm that we have to be able to bear suffering.
没有哪一件侍奉是不吃苦，不吃苦的。
There isn't really a servitude that is not difficult.
都是要吃苦的。
We have to bear suffering.
但是呢，面临苦难的时候
，But when we're faced with these difficulties，
我们怎么面对它
？How do we face them？
我们看雅各书的第一章哈。
Let's refer to James chapter one。
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one，
第二节
，verse two。My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials。
这里告诉我们，面对侍奉的苦。
Here it says, when we are in various trials of servitude, we have to train ourselves to be of all joy. We don't actually just sound the drum of defeat. There is a council member right before ESSC. He said that his suffering.His servitude is so suffering.
啊，他打算说要辞职了。
So he wanted to resign.
但是灵恩布道会到了。
But ESSC was upon him.
他想，那灵恩布道会之后再来辞职好了。
So he thought maybe I'll do it after the convocation.
就在灵恩布道会当中。
But during that convocation,
在办圣餐的时候。
When it was Holy Communion,
在那边跪下来在祷告。
When he was kneeling to pray.
结果呢，他祷告的时候看到主耶稣出现了。
He saw the Lord Jesus in his prayer.
看到主耶稣呢，不讲话。
He saw that the Lord Jesus was without any word.
跟主耶稣两手啊张开来。
And then he opened his arms.
他看到主耶稣的手在滴血啊。
And he saw that the hands of the Lord Jesus was bleeding.
看到他哭了。
Then he cried.
我侍奉有跟主耶稣这样吗
？He thought to himself, "Am I like the Lord Jesus?"
所以那个时候他不敢说这要辞职了。
So he did not dare to resign anymore.
其实侍奉当中，我们体验到神更多恩典了。
So actually, when we're serving, we experience even more of God's grace.
所以我们就懂得怎么样灵修自己。
So we need to know how to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
我们也把时间排得很好。
We need to arrange our time
well. 侍奉绝对不要忽略了祷告。
And when we're serving, we should not ignore prayers.
所以我们自己自我的要求。
So we need to require of ourselves.
那我们的侍奉啊，得到神的祝福。
Then our servitude shall have the blessing of God.
所以我们在做这个侍奉的传承的时候。
So as we discuss about the passing on of servitude.
我想我们就要积极采取行动。
We need to really proactively take actions.
那圣经有一句话说
There is a saying in the Bible.
来看以赛亚书
Let's refer to Isaiah.
六十章
Chapter 60.
以赛亚书六十章
Isaiah chapter 60.
十七节
Verse 17. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace.And your magistrates' righteousness.
这节圣经让我们看到教会的未来。
This verse allows us to see the future of the church.
金子要代替铜。
A gold will replace bronze.
银子要代替铁。
Silver will replace iron.
这是告诉我们好的要更好。
That is telling us that what is good will become even better.
就是哈该书所说的。
Just like what is mentioned in
Haggai. 教会幕后的荣耀大过先前。
That the latter glory shall be greater than the former.
信徒要越来越好。
That our members will become better.
信徒怎么越来越好？
How do members become better?
有他的官长以和平来啊，这个牧养他们。
There are officers who are pastoring them in peace.
有那个监督以公义啊来带领他们。
And there's magistrates who will lead them in righteousness.
所以可见呢，教会要有好的圣职人员。
So the church needs to have good holy workers.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is something that's very important.
所以我们今天呢不怕这个长圣职人员多。
So today, we do not need to be afraid of having too many ordained workers.
我们怕的就是说我们在培养人才方面呢忽略了。
So this is something that we may not have been paying attention to in the cultivating of workers.
为了这个事情，我们大家多关心祷告。
So for this, let's especially pray and also care.
求神啊，多多能够让我们找到更多人才来培养这些人才。
To ask God to help cultivate even more workers.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
282首。
282.